Blog Talk Radio.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called SolarVay. And SolarVay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have SolarVay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has SolarVay. You sign up enough people, and SolarVay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. That's SolarVay, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up 3 people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, SolarVay.com/Freedomizer.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping. So go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up
to bring you
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign Newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants, I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silverleaf Tea. It's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silverleaf Tea.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Blessings and shalom. Welcome to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise and bless the holy name of the Lord. Blessings, saints of the Most High God, freedomizers, family and friends, and welcome to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show. As we enjoy today's day of rest and acknowledge, uplift the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are still here. The 12-21-12 calendar of the Mayans that predict the end of the world. My brothers and sisters, only thing I can say is no man knoweth the day or the hour of the end of the world, the return of our Lord and Savior. But, you know, I've got to say, I admire those that had their belief and stuck by their conviction. I really wish we could get more of our brothers and sisters that say they love the Lord to stick by their convictions for the Lord the way that those guys did. You know, it's nothing shy of, you know, being dedicated. All right, my brothers and sisters, right now we'd like to always usher in the Lord's Holy Spirit. Join me in a few moments of prayer, won't you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear God. Hallelujah. We praise and bless you. We thank you, Father. With a repentant heart, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Father, hallelujah, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. And we come before you seeking repentance, dear God, seeking your grace and your mercy, O Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your mercy and your grace abound toward your children. Father God, let those that sought other means and other ways, Father, let them now, let their eyes be opened, dear Lord. Let them see that man has not the answers, but you have all of the answers and the key to their salvation and eternal life. Father God, we love you today. We praise and bless your holy name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We bless your chosen people, Israel. Father God, we pray for all of those that are in the hospitals and in the nursing homes, those that are behind the prison walls, Father God, those that are in the rehabilitative centers, those that are in the shelters, those that are homeless, Father God, those that are misguided, those that have been deceived, Father God. Father God, give them a heart of flesh. Give them ears that they can hear, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, let thy will be done, Father. Let you be glorified all over the face of this earth, dear Lord. Father God, you are the glory of the world, O Lord, and you will be glorified. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you watched over us as we slept and slumbered last night, and that your hedge of protection was around your people. Father God, to all of those that were lost, Father God, that you decided to call home, but that their time was all upon the face of the earth. Father, we ask you to continue, Father God, to strengthen the families. Give them, Father God, what they need, that they will continue to go forth, that they will seek your face and do thy will. Hallelujah, Father. We love you. We praise you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we could say so many things, Father, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. In our lives, thy will be done. In our homes, in our families. Father, we lift up the family to you, Father God, for the enemy has lodged an attack against the family, against the head of the family, for he realizes that if the head dieth, that the body will fall as well. Father God, strengthen my brothers. Strengthen your sons, dear Lord. Strengthen Jesus' friends, for Jesus calls us friends. Strengthen them, Father. Give them an ear that they can hear your truth. Give them a heart of flesh, Father God. Create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Father, I pray a blessing over everyone that is under the sound of my voice, Father God. Father God, bless them in a mighty way this day. Father, all of those that are in the chat rooms, those that are in the listening live, those that are listening to the archives, Father God, bless them, Father God. Touch them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Father God. We know that you are there with them. And I pray a blessing over them this day in Jesus' name. Father God, give them what they need that they may continue to go forth and do thy will, that you will be glorified in their lives. Hallelujah, Father, we love you today. Father, we love you. We praise you. We bless your Holy Spirit. Father God, guide our steps. For you told us in your word that a righteous man's steps is ordered by the Lord. You also said that you would go before us and make the crooked places straight. Deliver us, dear God. Deliver us, dear Lord. Deliver us from ourselves, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory to God. We thank you, Father. Thy will be done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise and bless his holy name. All right, my brothers and sisters. We are still in the book of Jeremiah. And our scriptural reading is coming from the 22nd of the book of Jeremiah. Let me make sure right quick. Oh, excuse me, I am so sorry. We are still here, huh? Wow. Brothers and sisters, there is so much that we have no clue about. And it's amazing to me sometimes how so many will grab hold to something that another flawed human being would say and take that over the word of God. I don't understand it. I pray that all of those will now, come to a new realization of the word of God and realize that, man can only assume. They can only assume, my brothers and sisters, because they know. We think we're smart because, get money. That doesn't make us smart. Some of the most illiterate men made money, made big factories and what have you, just had mother wit, natural instinct. Because we develop technology, we think that we know something and we know nothing. We know nothing. But, we live and we learn, amen? When we know better, we do better. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? All right, my brothers and sisters. We're going to go to the 22nd chapter of the book of Jeremiah.
Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, that sittest upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants, and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if ye do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if ye will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus saith the Lord unto the king's house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapons. And they shall cut down thy choice cedars, and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this great city? Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods, and serve them. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him. But weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith the Lord, touching Shalom the son of Josiah of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place. He shall not return thither any more, but he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work, that saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign, because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it fell with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord? But thine eyes and thine heart are not, but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Ben and cry from the passages, for all thy lovers are destroyed. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, I will not hear. This hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyedst not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, the pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith the Lord, though Coniah the son of Jehoiakim king of Judah were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. And I give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bare thee, into another country, where ye were not born, and there shall ye die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. Is this man Coniah a despised, broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more in Judah.
Praise the Lord. All right, my brothers and sisters, let us take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. You are listening to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house. And Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it. And this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Antiwarteas.com is to promote anti-war activism, unlocking minds and shattering paradigms. By purchasing one of these t-shirts, you become an anti-war activist. www.antiwarteas.com, bringing peace and human rights to the mainstream. Buy it, wear it, become it. Anti-war tea.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up to Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up
to bring you
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. Not just in some of us, but in all of us. And when we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. See the power in you here at Freedomizer Radio, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Saturday. Grow the light within you. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Oh yeah, baby. Do you know what time it is? It's time to get your freak on with your host, Max Casey, right here on the Black Market Liberty Show, Mondays at 7 Central.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Praise the Lord, and we're back. All right, my brothers and sisters. still here. I just didn't know how people thought, you know, that man could actually predict the end of the world. Against everything that the Word of God is saying, as much as it is fulfilling itself every single day, but I guess it's not for me to understand. I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room. Tessa, I see you've joined us. God bless you. Celtic Warrior, God bless you. It is good to have you there. Fireman, we love you, my brother Pat. God bless you as well. And all of the anonymous who are there in the chat room, God bless you guys. We thank you for joining us. This week we have ready for you today, this week. And this week's breakpoint commentaries from the Chuck Colson Center of Christian Worldview. Well, I think it was around this time last year that we lost Brother Colson. It was something, my sisters. So let's go on and let's hear this week's 2-minute warning, and then we'll do something else. Bam, 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 bam. I'm thinking. I'm sorry, my brothers. Just have a lot going on in my mind. Just trying to keep it straight. It's so very much happening, my brothers and sisters. Being in ministry is not an easy task. But, you know, I would want someone to do it for me, so I do it for you guys. That's the only reason. If someone was given a chance to tell me the truth, I would want them to tell me the truth and to be there and to verify and, you know, and instruct and enlighten. And that's what we do here at Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries. We believe that the original King James Version Bible is the Word of God. It's been verified by the Greek and Hebrew scholars in Israel compared to the Dead Sea Scrolls that they just found recently that are said to be the oldest documents of the original Holy Scriptures, not counting the ones that they had already, but these parchments that they found, they compared them to our original King James Version translation, and they say that it was very close to being 100% exact. So praise God and trust it. Amen. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, this week's 2-minute warning, Brother John Stone Street is addressing joy to the whole world, for it was for creation, period, that the Lord came. Let's give a listen. Amen.
Boy, some of these Christmas carols are pretty violent. Instead of the warm, fuzzy language, they're using war language. Maybe we need to pay attention. I'm John Stone Street, and this is the 2-Minute Warning. Understand those words? Benjamin Britten says that this little babe, so few days old, has come to rifle Satan's fold. Did you get the image? It's like Jesus, this little baby, is rifling through the enemy territory, claiming what is his. He says that Jesus is going to win the field later on in his song. He uses these innocent things that we often think about associated with Christmas, like a little baby in a manger and swaddling clothes and a beautiful angelic choir. And he uses them as if they're part of God's battle plan, where he's invading this territory that belongs to him and that's been captive to the enemy, and he's claiming it back. He's winning the battle, and Jesus is establishing his rule. This isn't the soft little innocent stuff we often hear about Christmas. Yet it's the image that a lot of these ancient hymn writers and ancient theologians use. And it's also the image you get in some of the prophets and even in the gospel itself, that what God is doing is more than just giving us a nice image of a beautiful, quaint little manger scene. No, no. What God is doing is he's waging war on a planet that the enemy has occupied, but that belongs to him because he was the creator of all things. I think Britain is right. The nativity scene is not this quaint little pretty picture that we often picture it. If we really see it for what it is, it's a war scene. God, in one of the most vulnerable forms you can imagine, the form of a little baby, is coming to wage war on the forces of darkness. And as vulnerable as this little baby seems, he is more than able to win the battle. In the great 17th century poem, On the Morning of Christ's Nativity, the author John Milton says, "This babe, to show his Godhead true, can in his swaddling clothes control the whole damned crew." And this little baby not only wins the battle and overturns the kingdom of darkness, but he actually establishes his own kingdom. This is precisely what the hymn writer Isaac Watts had in mind when he wrote that great song, which we sing over and over and over this time of year, "Joy to the World, the Lord has come." What's the next line? "Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare room for this king." For Isaac Watts, the coming of Jesus was the coming of the king, the one whose kingdom will have no end. And this is something to which every heart then owes him allegiance, because he is the king of this place. But he goes on. He goes on to say that not only is this kingdom established in every heart, this kingdom is reclaiming all the territory that the enemy counterclaimed for his own. That it's as wide, as he says, as far as the curse is found. So not only let men rejoice, but let heaven and nature sing, because the earth finds its rightful king in Jesus Christ. The implications of this little event that we celebrate, this event in this little manger, is as big as the world itself. It's God who created everything in Christ coming to redeem all things, and that should be a source of great joy. I wonder how many congregations this Christmas will sing that song and not really mean it, will sing that song and not really understand why this joy should not only be a part of their lives, but why this joy is certain. Because Christ did come, and it changed the whole story of the human race and the whole story of the earth itself. For the 2-Minute Warning, I'm John Stanchfield.
Amen. Food for thought, my brothers and sisters. Who we sing these things and we listen at these songs, but are we really listening? Do we just hear the parts that we like, just like we do when we read scriptures? Let's talk about it, guys. Give us a call here at the station. Our number here is 347-324-3704, and we'd like to hear from you. Tell us what you think. Once again, that number is 347-324-3704. And we'll see, can't we get you in? You could call and, you know, just chime in with us, submit a prayer request. You know what I would love to hear? I would love to hear a breakthrough that someone had that the Lord has done for them. Amen. Amen. For we are encouraged by the testimony of others. All right, let us go to the phone lines, and our dear friend is here. Brother Larry,
well,
God bless you. How are you?
Time. I thought you forgot about me.
No, Brother Larry, you know the first 30 minutes belong to God.
I know, you know, man. Hey, you know, I razz you a little bit. You're going to have to just take it, okay? Just deal with it. You do realize I'm in the chat room.
You know, hey, Larry.
Yeah.
You do realize you should take your own advice, right?
No. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yep.
You ever heard the Allman Brothers song, One Way Street? Actually,
oh.
It's One Way Door. They know what. Actually, yeah. One Way Out is what it was.
One Way Out,
one way out.
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking, that changed it to One Way Street. But anyway, you realize I'm in the chat room under the name Celtic Warrior. That is me, right?
Is that you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that was you.
Why didn't you? Everybody else does.
Well, Brother Larry, charge it to my head and not my heart, brother. I did not know.
Okay, I forgive you.
But I
really
know
anything
now,
to
okay?
forgive. There you go. That's cool.
I know now.
By the way, you did catch the memo from the Galactic and Universe Management Corporation, right? They put out a memo that they sincerely apologize for the technical difficulties that were unforeseen about the temporary postponement of the ending of the Earth. Okay. And they sincerely regretted it and apologized for any non-death occurrence and non-transmorgification of people going into the fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth dimension. They were sorely, really, you know, sincerely regretting that. But, you know.
They will, until further notice,
postpone it. But yes, what? Yes? Hello? What?
Yeah, they were regretting that egg on their face.
Well, that too. And as far as your comment towards the people that stand by their quote-unquote misguided faith, no, I don't respect that, because when you point out the truth, they deny the truth and refuse to give up a wrongful faith, okay? That, when someone denies
that's not what
and
I
has
admiring.
Willful ignorance, I have no respect for that. Sorry.
I wasn't admiring that. I was admiring how they stood by their conviction. You know, we have so many Christians that go along with any whim or doctrine. You know,
Hold on, you're misunderstanding. I don't even admire their conviction, because when pointed out the falsehood of it all and the fact that it was all a fraud, they still stand by it. And Jesus lets people know quite plainly that there's no excuse for that, okay? So I can't really, because I've gotten into discussions with these people and point out.
Well, you know what I'm hoping, Larry. What I'm praying that they wake up, Brother Larry. That they wake up, exactly. You know, because I mean, what better way, you know, than this, for them to see, hey, you got it wrong. Now.
Well, they had it the
revisit.
Date wrong. 360 days is a Mayan calendar, which put the end of their calendar back in June, not December 21st.
Yes. Exactly.
So they even had the math wrong. And you try to point that out to them, and it's like, oh, I don't care what the facts are. I've already made up my mind. Willful ignorance is no excuse. Okay. But anyway.
And it's a lot of it. It's a lot of it. It's a lot of it.
And to those in the chat room, hi, you guys. But God bless you. I just wanted to call and say hi. I had a feeling you didn't realize that I was also Celtic Warrior in the chat room, so I thought I'd, you know. But I wanted to share my little humor with you, and I posted it yesterday in the chat room. You know, I made it like an official announcement to the people of Earth, you know, and all this blah, 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 you know. And it got a few laughs, you know. It was, you know.
It's still getting laughs, trust me.
Well, I just, you know, I saw all these people making all these predictions and saying, you know, that, oh, we're going to go into the fifth dimension and all is love. And it's like, wait a minute, you know what? There's only one true Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, okay?
Amen.
And his name is Yeshua HaMashiach, okay? Actually, by the way, the translation of the Greek, they used the Latin Vulgate and were sorely wrong. Okay, it is not Jesus. That comes from Zeus, which is Greek. They were supposed to say Yeshua, and they didn't. They used Zeus instead. Why? maybe it's because they were so hung up on their ancient paganism. I don't know. But Yeshua is, even in English, the more proper way to say the King of Kings and Lord of Lords name. But I'm digressing on that.
Yes,
and
it is.
But you're right. What? Yes, yes. Well,
you're on this, right.
I'm not always right on this.
Look, you stopped and gave me your ear then. What? I'm right? What? I love you, my brother.
Likewise, my friend. And you know, hey, it's all good. You have to have... Although I do remember the Fifth Dimension being a group out of the 60s.
Yep, this is the dawning of the Age of Aquaria.
Amen. Yeah, I'm a little off-tune there, but hey, you know, I don't have any, you know, capability in my vocal range, but that's all good. I'm still waiting for Renee to wake up, so, you know, later she'll wake up and she'll play this back, so hi, Renee. Love you, babe. You know we're going to have a show, right? Tuesdays and Thursdays? Can I give a shameful hug? Not hug. A shameful plug. I'm still thinking, Renee. Yeah, yes. let's see. 10:30. Do I have it right? 10:30 Tuesdays and Thursdays to 12 o'clock midnight on Pacific Coast time. And I guess
what time are you planning on calling it?
11:30 to 1 o'clock. Well, you can have to tune in and find out, my friend.
Oh, for I find out the name?
Yep. It's a secret until then.
Okay.
But yeah, starting this Tuesday and Thursday, our show comes on. Tessa tells me 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30. I thought it was 10:30, but then again, hey, you know, what can I tell you? But it'll roughly be current events, health, nutrition, and the current events will pretty much non-political. It'll just be evolving around or revolving around constitutional and health news, things like that. And let's see, emergency preparedness, which is all-encompassing because an emergency can be just about anything. Including, you know, New World Order, you know, confiscating guns and people raising the black flag and saying, drawing the line, sorry. But just remember this, study military history, and this is even a Christian perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Julius Caesar, when fighting Vercingetorix and surrounded, fell back, fell back, regrouped, and attacked, but only at one point of the circle he was surrounded by, okay? Because he knew he couldn't fight from all sides. So you get them to actually surround you and spread out their forces, which makes them weak at any given point. And then you attack at one given point, overcome that weakness, and then make them face you. Okay.
And anyway, it's an excellent strategy.
It's called a phalanx. Okay?
Well, we look forward to it. Brother Larry.
I mean your show, Larry.
I mean your show when you're addressing these issues.
Yes. Well, Renee will open the show. Okay. But yes, we still have to do the commercial for it and all that. We're having some minor difficulties, but you know Cheryl will help us and all that, and if you're listening, hi, Cheryl. And, you know, just, you know, the first couple of times on this air, you know, we're going to have minor technical difficulties probably, but, you know, we'll get it
together. I'll come by and help you guys out as well.
Your help would be welcome, because at that time of night, I'm sure Cheryl will be tired as can be, and, you know, but...
All right.
Enlighten you to that. Okay. And thank you for my little allowance of the plug. And God bless you.
Not a problem.
And go ahead and mute me, and I'm going to go back to listening.
All right, my brother. God bless you, Brother Larry. And we look forward to the Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Bye.
All righty.
Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Bring it back.
Come on home, yeah. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
This one's for the sinners in the back.
Come on home,
come on home, come on.
Then a man, it's time to return. First he feed upon his holy word. He gave his life on Calvary. Sin has no power, so we now set
free.
So come and be born again. If you come right now, Jesus now is a gift. No matter what you've done, Jehovah's your friend.
He's your friend.
So trust in God, it's time to repent. My brother man lost in sin.
Better bring it back.
Never been born again.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return. So you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Come on.
The Christian tools backsliding.
Better bring it back.
No more compromising.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return. So you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Oh Lord, I know you're coming back again. I took up the task, traveled the world so I can tell all my friends. God loves you, he offers his son as a price. Died and rose for our sins, so that we can be righteous. You might just give him your life, but don't wait too late. Satan's got you bound, he makes up like Kool-Aid. He paid it all one day for us at the cross. Well, of course, just accepting what he did for us all. Come on,
my brother man lost in sin.
Better bring it back.
Never been born again.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return, so you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Come on.
The Christian tools backsliding.
Better bring it back.
No more compromise.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return, so you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
So yeah, become the Christ in our mind, he is your savior. Even atheists they know that he is our creator. When you die in sin, then I'm gonna see you later. Hellfire burning, that's not what we were made for. Except him now, and we will link up in the morning. Meeting in the sky, this is a revelation warning. Living in the sin is not what every man was born in. Hypocrites will get them things that come to children morning. But until now,
my brother man lost in sin.
Better bring it back.
Never been born again.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return, so you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Come now.
The Christian tools backsliding.
Better bring it back.
No more compromising.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return, so you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Then follow me as I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Every word that flows from me is coming from the Most High. By and by, you're gonna see him make it in the morn. Don't distrust the Antichrist, and know he walks among us. In what we trust, you won't receive your blessings via emails. Walking with the conscience of men, my friend, we fail. Trapped in the wages of sin, can't even make bail. Remaining that state, you're going straight. Say, hey, yeah.
My brother man lost in sin.
Better bring it back.
Never been born again.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return, so you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Come now.
The Christian tools backsliding.
Better bring it back.
No more compromise.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return, so you better get ready. Get ready, my friend.
Come back again. In the mind, yes, he's coming back again. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, quick as the wind. There's no time to play around, man, your soul is at stake. You say you're gonna wait till later, this is such a mistake. Trying hard, running your mouth, making up with debate. But if we don't receive his words, then it might be too late. By then your name will not be called beyond the pearly gates. Just do like I did, and take a leap of faith.
My brother man lost in sin.
Better bring it back.
Never been born again.
Better bring it back.
My father said he's going to return.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to FreedomizerRadio.com and also Facebook us right at FreedomizerRadio.com. Catch you there.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solovay. And Solovay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solovay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solovay. You sign up enough people, and Solovay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solovay.com/freedomizer. That's Solovay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solovay.com/freedomizer.
Hi, Hi, this is Mary Lou Van Houten, co-host and producer of Getz and Rising on FreedomizerRadio.com. Join host Libby Getz and me every Monday through Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk with cutting-edge guests about the truth of a variety of topics. We are 100% free speech. Getz and Rising on Freedomizer Radio, because you can handle the truth.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hey there, Freedomizers. This is JC from the Sports Lounge. Join us for 3 hours on Saturdays as we take a break from politics to discuss sports at FreedomizerRadio.com. Come and join us each Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archives MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure is not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know what time it is? It's time to get your freak on with your host, Max Casey. Right here on the Black Market Liberty Show, Fridays, 6:30 Central.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Ah. I'm sorry. I'm just as it was time to come back, I went to coffee. I am so sorry, my brothers and sisters. All right. Now it's time for this week's Breakpoint Commentary from the Chuck Colson Center of Christian Worldview. And this week, let's see, they're addressing, they're addressing two or three subjects. Let's start with this one. Okay.
It's almost Christmas, and you know what that means. Candy canes and holly, mistletoe and reindeer, and local Grinches who try to steal Christmas. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
For 6 years, the Moana Lua High School Orchestra in Hawaii has provided Christmas for poor African children. They hold a benefit concert that raises $30,000 each year for Mercy Ships, a fantastic Christian relief agency that provides life-saving and life-enhancing surgery to the poor across the globe. But this year, a local atheist attempted to steal Christmas for both the young musicians and African children by complaining to the State Department of Education. You see, volunteers from Hawaii's New Hope Church worked on sets for the concert and sold tickets, including, horrifyingly, at their Sunday church services. So, of course, there must be a constitutional violation somewhere, somehow. Worst of all, the State Department of Education agreed, and so 4 days before the concert, the high school was ordered to cancel it. No Christmas concert, no $30,000 for suffering African children. In the words of that famous song, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch." Of course, the high school was not even close to violating the Constitution. The concert was a school event, not a church event, and it was being put on by high school students and staff. So why do these Grinches get away with canceling Christmas in Hawaii and in other states every year? Well, as the Hawaii Reporter editorialized, this person doesn't win in court so much as he gets his way by getting people in government to simply bend to his wishes through bullying and threats. And as Hawaii radio talk show host Michael Perry notes, there are all kinds of organizations that would be happy to take this guy on and win, but he wins because they quickly capitulate. In addition, as the Wall Street Journal's Bill McGurn points out, when it comes to church-state scrimmages, people in power seem unable to distinguish between upholding religious pluralism and enforcing anti-religion. Our country, he declares, is ill-served by a government that reads no establishment of religion as mandating official hostility toward even innocuous religious expressions of its citizenry. And McGurn points out that the Grinch who led another holiday fight, this one against nativity displays in Santa Monica, acknowledged that he did so not because he and his cohorts wanted, quote, an opportunity to express their own views, but to ban those they disagreed with from expressing theirs. Exactly. When we see bullying tactics being employed during the holidays, we ought to direct the victims to religious rights groups like the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty or the Alliance for Defending Freedom. They take on religious hostility cases with great gusto and, I might add, great success. We also need to demonstrate Christian love to these Grinches, and no, not by sending them Aunt Eulalie's fruitcake. We should also pray that their hearts, now two sizes too small, will expand to embrace those of different religious faiths and that they'd stop their bullying ways. By the way, you'll be happy to learn that, thanks to the Christmas controversy, Mercy Ships is going to receive even more money than usual. New Hope Church invited Christian musicians called the Katinas to perform at their church to benefit Mercy Ships. Those who'd purchased tickets for the original concert could use them to see the Katinas. Plus, the church sold 200 additional tickets and accepted a $2,000 donation from a non-Christian woman, non-Christian, who gave simply because this is the right thing to do, as she put it. Merry Christmas, Mr. Grinch. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
As the year comes to a close, please visit Breakpoint.org or ColsonCenter.org to find out how to become a financial and prayerful supporter of this ministry.
Yes! My brothers and sisters, see, what the enemy meant for bad, God turned it around for our good. all things, my brothers and sisters, as the Word of God tells us, work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Now, here is the Grinch trying his hardest to bully the people of God, you know, to try and sway them and stop something. And all he did was help them. Now they have more money than they would normally have because of the fact that they are being attacked. And this is what we should always do when someone attacks a fellow Christian or Christian organization or church. We should all rally in with them and do exactly the same thing. So now, Mr. Grinch, what do you have to say? All you did was make things better. Instead of a mere 30,000, they have 30,000 plus. And who knows how much more is still going to come from those who at the last minute will hear this commentary and this story and want to help as well. Good luck with that, Mr. Grinch. Oh, I just love him, my brothers and sisters. I just love the Lord. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. You know, me, as the song said, I'm just happy with Jesus alone. You know, I don't worry about it. I don't argue. You know, I'm just happy with Jesus alone. Amen, amen. Because the Lord is with us. He's always with us. He will never leave or forsake us. He is always there. And I want to be ready when the Lord comes. Amen? Amen, amen. All right, let us, wow. I just, that just got away with me, my brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. It's just that, you know, I thank the Lord, my brothers and sisters, and there's no place I'd rather be than with Jesus. Amen. Amen. I am happy with Jesus alone. If God be for us, he is more than the world against us. Amen. Amen. My brothers and sisters, let us stay focused and let us not get caught up in the bitterness of others, which is so, so very easy to do. Be angry and sin not, the word of God tells us. We can't get caught up, because if we choose the ways of the sinner, then we're just like them. And we will be dealt with accordingly, just as they will. The Lord is no respecter of persons. We need to keep focused, for everything we will give an account for. Amen. All right. Okay, we did the holiday intimidation. Okay, let's do this one.
Hi, I'm John Stone Street. Today on the high holy day of materialism, Black Friday, we want you to hear again from Chuck Colson, who has a good take on Christmas shopping. A gay student group gets recognized by a Catholic university on the same basis as every other group, but they don't like it? I'll explain why next on Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint. Today's commentary may not be suitable for young children. Please use parental discretion.
For the past 15 years, gay students at Notre Dame, the premier Catholic university in the United States, have been asking for some kind of official recognition from university officials. Well, they recently got that recognition, and it shouldn't surprise us that they're having trouble taking yes for an answer. In early December, the university announced what it called a pastoral plan for the support and holistic development of the GLBTQ and heterosexual students at the University of Notre Dame. In case you're wondering, the Q in GLBTQ stands for questioning. Now, recognizing that there are gay students at Notre Dame and acknowledging their particular needs isn't the same thing as granting them a sexual carte blanche. Any approach to the issue had to be grounded fundamentally in the university's Catholic mission, according to Vice President for Student Affairs Aaron Hoffman Harding. Thus, in keeping with Catholic mission, the plan calls all Notre Dame students, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity, to the disciplined development of the theological virtue of charity, the cardinal virtue of justice, and the moral virtue of chastity in lives of self-giving love. To put it mildly, this isn't the kind of recognition gay rights advocates had in mind. The liberal think tank Think Progress called this position troubling and, quote, a lateral move from ignoring gay students to condemning them. And that, of course, is just nonsense. Notre Dame isn't condemning LGBTQs. It's treating them the same way it treats straight students. At the same time that Notre Dame was announcing its plan, journalist Mark Abender, who is gay, asked, quote, will promiscuity define young gays forever? While he doesn't think so, he also thinks that, quote, society will become more tolerant of what might be called dignified promiscuity. Yes, you heard that right, dignified promiscuity. It's difficult to imagine a clearer example of the centrality of the sex act to the gay worldview than the phrase dignified promiscuity. The benefit of the tolerance he describes is that, in Abender's words, it allows for a more interesting sex life. As Alan Jacobs of Wheaton College pointed out, Abender simply assumes that one's sex life is supposed to be, quote, interesting, and that interesting is the result of variety and novelty when it comes to sex partners. Of course, as Jacobs notes, there comes a point when novelty becomes not exciting, but arithmetical. All that variety leaves you bored and feeling empty, which is why, as he writes, quote, the long faithful couple know a few things about what's truly interesting that the promiscuous could never guess. Abender's exaltation of an interesting sex life is hardly unique, and it isn't the first time a prominent gay writer has spoken about the difference between what you and I call monogamy and what he means by that word. For instance, sex advice columnist Dan Savage, who recently married his partner in Seattle, has been very upfront in his rejection of monogamy in marriage. For Catholics as well as Protestants, the sexual act, as distinct from orientation, is ordered to certain ends, for the procreation of children, for the mutual and exclusive gift of self of husband and wife. Chastity, then, is the exercise of our sexual gifts in furtherance to those ends. If you believe that sex is an end in itself, then chastity literally makes no sense, and all that matters is whether it's, quote, interesting. Thus, it shouldn't surprise us that the kind of recognition that Notre Dame is offering does not satisfy gay rights activists. The real surprise would be if it did. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
As the year comes to a close, please visit Breakpoint.org or ColsonCenter.org to find out how to become a financial and prayerful supporter of this ministry. Breakpoint and the Colson Center for Christian Worldview wouldn't be here without you.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solovay. And Solovay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solovay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solovay. You sign up enough people, and Solovay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solovay.com/freedomizer. That's Solovay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solovay.com/freedomizer.
Hey y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Maker. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. I always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic, great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com, and check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up the Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there. Come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh. Every Sunday night at 9:30.
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
This is Debbie.
And I'm Michael, along with CD, the Constitutional Defender Dog. Is mainstream media giving you the real stories, or are they just telling you what they want you to hear?
Join us for Securing Liberty on Freedomizer Radio, Thursday evenings at 11 p.m. Central.
We'll be joined by great guests, discuss interesting and important topics, current events, maybe even a little humor. Be prepared for anything.
It will be 90 minutes of information sure to help you on your quest for truth. So join Securing Liberty at 11 p.m. Central on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Destruction in the background, our economy on the fiscal cliff, FEMA camps, inspector of dark plots on the American agenda. We're being herded like sheep to the very gates of hell. Join me, your host Mars, co-host Lady Deanna, where the unfolding stories in the news and Bible prophecy. Tyrannical forces are hard at work, ready to deny your very liberty. The Watcher's Prophecy News. Only on www.freedomizerradio.com. Every Friday at 5 p.m. Central Time. Don't let the cheese trucks run you down.
Join me, Valerie Ann, on the Truth Exposition Show at Freedomizer Radio in exposing the truth about FEMA camps, drone surveillance, martial law, the New World Order, our threatened freedoms and civil liberties, and for weekly news and current events. Mainstream media continues with its lies and deceit to fulfill the agenda of the New World Order. So please join me in exposing the truth, along with the lies and the deceptions that are being fed to the American people. The people of the United States have a voice, and your voice will be heard through Freedomizer Radio.
Blessings to you all. Servant Emmanuel here.
know, these days everyone is searching for the truth, which is why I'd like to invite everyone to join me for the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries programs every Tuesday afternoon at noon Pacific Standard Time, and now on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We'll always have prayer, biblical studies, and take your prayer requests, as well as the occasional guests. We'll still have each week's two-minute warning and breakpoint commentaries from the Colson Center, as well as great gospel music. So join us in our chat rooms at freedomizerradio.com or call in and listen at 347-324-3704. And remember, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Sound Doctrine on freedomizerradio.com.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Amen, amen, and amen. At the cross, hallelujah, our brothers and sisters at Hillsong. Brothers and sisters, you know, it's almost the time that the world has set aside to celebrate Christmas. And those in the world celebrate Christmas in their way. But we acknowledge the birth of our Savior when God came to earth. And it's all about giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him would have, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And it's okay to give. We shouldn't just wait till Christmas to do it, my brothers and sisters. This should be an everyday occurrence with the followers of Christ. Amen. Amen. This is not our home. We are just passing through. We're not going to be liked, but we stay focused on our Lord and Savior and the Creator of all things, our Heavenly Father. Amen. We love you, Lord.
We just came by.
We tell kids it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. But we're not practicing what we preach. I'll explain next on Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
Jim Daly, who heads Focus on the Family, was dragging his feet. He knew the Lord wanted him to meet with a prominent homosexual activist, but it never seemed to be the right time. Finally, Daly picked up the phone and agreed to meet his political adversary for coffee. Around the table, the two men discussed their differences, which were considerable, as well as some areas of common ground. Daly began to see this man not simply as an activist, but as a fellow human being for whom Christ died. Daly tells what happened next in his absolutely outstanding new book, Refocus, Living a Life That Reflects God's Heart. As our initial conversation drew to a close, Daly says, I felt the Holy Spirit prompting me to share a thought with my new friend. You know, I addressed him by name, God loves you just as much as he loves me. Do you know that? There was silence across the table as this man dropped his head and looked off to the side. He wasn't able to say a word in response, but he didn't have to say anything. I saw tears in his eyes. Daly counted this as one of the best moments he had ever experienced in his many years of ministry, and he was on cloud nine as he returned to the Focus offices in Colorado Springs. But a trusted colleague met him and expressed suspicion about the activist, afraid that Daly might be compromising his principles. Daly was stunned. I experienced more of a clash with my Christian brother, he says in wonderment, than I did with the homosexual activist. Daly's book, Refocus, takes a clear-eyed look at the problems facing our society, but it takes an even harder look at our attitudes and actions in response to those challenges. Without giving up his commitment to speak the truth about the key moral issues of our time, Daly says we especially need to focus, if you will, on our hearts. In this important book, he reminds us in clear, winsome language what it really means to be a Christian, which is vital for us to be able to keep our spiritual balance amid all the nastiness that threatens to drag us and our gospel witness down. When I examine my life, Daly says, I'm often struck by the fact that I'm all too often more in love with the heartbeat of the culture than I am with the heart of God himself. If I truly cared more about God's ways than the world's ways, I wouldn't grow anxious or despondent when my candidate of choice doesn't win an election or when someone or something infringes on my religious liberties. Does that describe you? It certainly does me, at least sometimes. We need to remember that character matters, especially during hard or perplexing times. Back during the early months of the Revolutionary War, as a bitterly cold winter was setting in, Washington's army was being routed from New York by British troops who had superior numbers and supplies. Many of the American soldiers lacked shoes and adequate winter clothing, and desertions were common. American patriot Thomas Paine, who was traveling with the ragtag American soldiers, said famously, "These are the times that try men's souls." Daly's fantastic book, Refocus, is a terrific reminder that the Lord tests our souls too. You can get a copy of Refocus at the Colson Center bookstore. Please visit breakpoint.org or visit colsoncenter.org. And by the way, my Breakpoint colleague, John Stone Street, lives in Colorado Springs, and he talked with Jim Daly about Refocus on Breakpoint this week. Come to breakpoint.org, click on this commentary, and I'll link you to John's conversation with Jim Daly. You don't want to miss it. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
As the year comes to a close, please visit breakpoint.org or colsoncenter.org to find out how to become a financial and prayerful supporter of this ministry. Breakpoint and the Colson Center for Christian Worldview wouldn't be here without you.
Is the Lord amazing or what? Now, that particular Breakpoint, my brothers and sisters, I hadn't had a chance to listen to because I just uploaded it a few minutes before I came on the air, to be honest. But that's the exact same thing that I was just saying. The same thing that we have to remember. When we get attacked, we cannot take on the attributes of our attacker. Two wrongs never make a right, my brothers and sisters. And we need that heart of flesh, the heart of God, the mind of Christ, that we can effectively minister or witness to one of those that are not walking the true path. Jim Daly saw that when he was at the meeting with the gay activists. And then saw how so many of us are when he got back to the focus offices with his own brother in Christ. My brothers and sisters, we must understand that God loves us all. And, you know, we'll give the warning, but we have to have it temperance with salt, seasoned with love, because it's only out of love that we say anything, or we should say anything. Only out of love that I carry the stained banner of Christ Jesus myself. And I ask you all to join me. The Lord's putting it on my heart. I'm going to start an intercessory group. And all of you intercessors, I want to invite you guys to contact me. Either email me at admin@sounddoctrinecm.org, or contact me through my Facebook page at facebook.com/servant.annualbook. And if you are intercessor, I want to talk with you. All right, my brothers and sisters, those of you who have been going through trying times, as we all have, those of you who are strayed from the path, let me offer you Christ Jesus. It is time. Man doesn't know. The 21st came and went. We are still here, and the word of God is still standing true. And if you want that better way, if you want that chance, if you want God to give you that heart of flesh and that mind of Christ through the gift of His Holy Spirit, repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Dear Jesus Christ, I accept that I am a sinner and that I have sinned all of my life, but now I understand that I need salvation. Please forgive me of all of my sins and make me a new creation in you. I believe that you died for me, bearing all of my sins, sicknesses, curses, and problems. I believe you rose from the dead on the third day and is alive for me today. I welcome you into my life. Jesus, be the Lord of my life from now and forever. Accept me as your child. Lead me in your ways. Thank you for always being with me, even until the end of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, if you prayed that prayer, know that God loves you too and has accepted you with open arms, willing to clean you up as He's cleaning all of us up. And don't worry, delay is not denial. Just because there are some ahead of you doesn't diminish the Lord's love for you one bit. You are loved. All right, my brothers and sisters, we're going to get ready to get out of here and make way for the Dr. Prepper Hour with your host, James Talmadge Stevens. And if the Lord will, we'll be back here again on tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, for the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries program. God bless. We love you. Peace to your homes. Bye.
on the air, everywhere. It's the Dr. Prepper Show with number one best-selling preparedness author, James Talmadge Stevens. On this show, you'll learn more in an hour than some people learn in a year. As the economic and political climate in the United States continues to deteriorate, now more than ever, it pays to be prepared. Get a friend, grab a chair, sit back, and please give a warm welcome to your host, Dr. Prepper.
Good afternoon. It is Saturday, the 22nd of December, just a couple of days, 3 days before Christmas. And this is the last weekend. Hope all of you are ready, and certainly wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Hopefully we'll have a great new year. Things are changing. Obviously, there's change in the air. Change seems to be constant. We're here with the Dr. Prepper Show. Hopefully today we'll give you some critical preparedness resources that you can review, look around, look over, see if they work for you. There are a lot of things going on in the preparedness industry. By the way, there are lots of things happening. There, Mother Jones just came out with an article called Preppers Are Getting Ready for the Barackalypse. Where do they come up with these names? But anyway, they call it an interesting article. It's written by Tim Murphy. It has some stuff in it about me. I don't remember saying all that stuff, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what you say. They're going to rewrite it or re-say it or actually film it the way they want to and then cut, paste until they get exactly what they want out of it. They can take things out of sequence and certainly out of context and change the whole way you say things. But if you take the Mother Jones news, you might find that article interesting. Or you can go online to motherjones.com and look up the or you can Google Barackalypse, and I think you'll find that's L-Y-P-S-E, not L-I-P-S. It's an interesting article. It was written during the time of the Phoenix survivalist show or self-reliance show, and you might find it interesting. There are lots of varied views and a lot of anger out there. I've been doing this since 1974. I've been talking to people, trying to set the example for preparedness without trying to do anything weird. That was always what my mother told me. Son, don't do anything weird. I have been constant in terms of urging people to be prepared because I believe that preparedness is a great lifestyle. It helps you be able to deal with by constant practice and examination and refitting your life, you can live pretty darn well prepared, though I will admit, and I can tell you personally that I know that you can't prepare for everything. But better to be prudent and think about things and work, see if you can deal with them in case they happen is certainly providential living and certainly a prudent way to set your life in order. We try very hard to be able to live in today's world. We go out to eat when we want to. We don't go to movies. We haven't gone to movies in 15 years because it's just a great way to spend a lot of money very quickly, and it hadn't appealed to us as a way of getting bang for our buck. TV isn't a big deal for us either because we both have careers and truly enjoy what we do, and so with radio and book writing and blogging and all the other things that we do, it just keeps us terribly busy. We catch the evening news, by the way, in reruns. We never see them in the original, but we see them in reruns, and it allows us to keep up with what's going on. And early in the morning when I get up, I check the news while I'm taking my medications and going through my litany of and rituals of taking them so many minutes apart so that they don't interfere with each other. So we all kind of get into our own lifestyle and into our own groove, and I urge you to do that. There's nothing wrong with being a survivalist. There's certainly nothing wrong with being a prepper, and there's nothing wrong with being a self-reliant person any more than it's wrong to do whatever other people do. You know, this is America. We have the rights. We still have individual rights and individual opportunities, and I certainly urge everyone to maximize their own. As long as the swing, what is it called, the arc of your, the swing of your arm, the arc of your fist doesn't cross the plane of my nose, hey, have fun. Do what you want to do. You know, if you spend your money differently from the way I do, it doesn't impact me negatively, because you'd have to spend a whole lot of money to negate what I spend mine for. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. How you can hurt me by doing what you do, as long as you don't put a hit out on me and try to take me out of what I do. But generally speaking, I guess I resent hearing about people who put down survivalists as much as I do about putting down people with different lifestyles and their sexual orientation and whether or not they decide to marry or not. I mean, those are individual choices people get to make. And if I choose to be a prepper, that's my business. It's okay. And if I choose to sell something that makes money because people want to find out easy ways to get prepared, it's the American way, and why can't I do that? I'm not taking advantage of anyone any more than you are in the job that you have. That would be like thinking that just because a guy can fix your car, that he's dishonest. That is not necessarily true. It may be, but it's not necessarily true. And so I really am a devotee and dedicated absolutely and a strong advocate for the American way, that we have the right and the privilege and the opportunity to be whom we are, to say what we believe. As long as we don't attack someone else, we ought to have a right to express an opinion, just as others do. And I don't take very well when people tell me what I think or what I should think or how I should think or how I should live my life, because I don't do that to others. I do tell people what I know. I share it with them, and I tell you what I do. And if you ask me questions or if I'm allowed to tell people choices they have, I will do that. But there's never any compulsion in anything that I talk about. They're just alternatives. One of the things that's coming up, we're already starting to see next year, by the way, a plethora of venues for preparedness and survivalist things. I thought meetings, and I thought I'd give you a couple of days so you can start preparing, because some of them come up as early as the 12th of January, and there'll still be gun shows on the first weekend in January after the New Year on Tuesday, kind of the 5th and 6th, 4th, 5th, 6th. That weekend will have number shows as they always have, especially now with the, I guess seeing that there's a possibility that there's a tide against gun owners and against some kinds of guns, by the way, which even most gun owners are not really that excited about automatic fire weapons. You know, but I heard someone say if the government has guns, citizens ought to have guns, because the purpose of the right to bear arms is to be able to protect yourself from any encroachment, which is illegal, and that would include government, because they do things that are not always legal. Coming up on the 12th of January is the Prepare 2013 show down at Charleston, South Carolina. It's a one-day event, about 10 to 4 o'clock. But if you're in Charleston somewhere, you might want to go over to Charleston Southern University. It's a one-day show, about $10 to get in. And you can find out more about it at www.prepare2013.com, prepare2013.com. And that's held on the weekend of the 12th, just on Saturday afternoon. The following week, a little further south down in Volusia County, which is the county in which between Orlando and Daytona Beach, a little city called DeLand, D-E, capital L-A-N-D, DeLand. There they're having a two-day show, the Florida Preparedness Expo, and it's at the fairgrounds, the Volusia County Fairgrounds on I-4. So you may want to attend that. That's a two-day show, and it's a big deal. That one's really big. They're bringing in Survival Mom, Doc Bones and Amy. I think they're going to have Jim Rawls by radio. I think, video radio at least, and they'll be able to, I guess you'd call that a video conferencing call, and you'll be able to hear him as he discusses and give an hour talk, and then have questions and answers. That's what he's done before. And I think you'll find him very exciting. So that's the Florida Preparedness Expo. I think it's something else. It's a bigger name than that, but you can find it at the Florida Preparedness Expo. And Cindy Thompson there has her phone number. You can call and get more information. A large number of vendors are going to be there, and you'll be able again to touch, taste, see, feel, and buy products that will help you become prepared or get better prepared if that's what you need. I haven't received anything for February yet, but I know that on March 8th up in St. Clair, St. Clair, Missouri, they're going to have, and that's right in the middle of the country, there at the St. Clair High School Complex in St. Clair. They're having it's a big show. They had 10,000 people attend just 6 months ago. They do this about every 6 months. It's free admission. They have 110 indoor booths and another 40 or so outdoors. Free parking. Yay. I think I'd drive all the way up there just for the free parking. And shuttles and spaces and things to do. And it's free. And as I said, it's called the Truth and the Outdoors Wildlife Expo. Strange name, but it should draw another large crowd. They had 10,000 there last year. Go to truthandtheoutdoors.com. That's truthandtheoutdoors.com. And there you'll be able to see all about the 2013 Truth and the Outdoors Wildlife Expo. That's on March 8th in St. Clair, Missouri. Then I guess the next week, the NPS Expo is going to be held. And this one is being held it's called the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo at the Nashville Expo Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's on Friday and Saturday week following that. And you can go to NPS Expo. Now, I know that looks like NPS Expo, but it's really npsexpo.com, npsexpo.com. And there you'll find out a lot of stuff about exhibitors and what's going on. And they have a number. You can buy tickets and make inquiries and all that kind of stuff. So you want to see the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th in Nashville, at the Nashville Expo Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And the next week after that, on March 23rd and 24th, my birthday, is the Idaho Preparedness Expo 2013. Idaho Preparedness Expo 2013 in Boise, Idaho. Now, that's a long way away from where some of you may live, but it's an excellent show there. You know, the people in Idaho are very much into those kinds of things. They perceive themselves as in the perfect state for that. So you might want to go to that. That's Boise, Idaho, March 23rd and 24th. So those are five of the venues that are coming up in the first of the year, and I think you'll find those fairly exciting. And if you're in the area, please make an effort to go to one of those shows. You get to see some. You'll find out that preppers, you know, are ordinary people. They don't have horns, and they don't pack. They're not packing guns, and most of them you couldn't tell from anybody else because, you know, most of us are normal people, just as you are. We're just abnormal in our own very special ways. So anyway, let's get together and make these things work. I don't know how long the year is going to be. Yeah, 365 days. But in my humble opinion, and based on what I'm seeing, economically, we're skirting the edge of disaster. Hopefully, we can avoid it by some common sense attitudes and actions, and hopefully, we will not fall off the cliff. We happen to make it through the 21st, at least as far as I know, we did, unless I'm living in a time warp. But we got through the Maya New Year, so whatever's next, you know, that will come, and it may destroy us, or it may go just like this one did. But the events are out there that could happen. I don't worry about all the things I can't change. I found that if I will just take care of the ones that I can, my life is a lot easier, and it's possible for me to then focus on what is important, and that is being responsible for my life, my wife, and my progeny. That is why I am focused, and that's what we all should be focused on, is taking care of our responsibilities. And one of my responsibilities is to look after the welfare and the safety and the security and the sanctity of my home and those who are part of my home. And that includes all my children, even though they don't live in the home. They're part of my extended family and my extended community, as it were. Remember, preparedness requires a community. Obviously, it's better if you can work within your family, because at least you all have a common name or a common background, and could be, even though you may differ in some attitudes and some details, you're still family, and that may make it a good way to build a tribe. And I think the most important thing we can do is strive to be part of a group so that the burden of preparing for everything doesn't fall on our shoulders, because nobody has it all. Nobody knows it all. Nobody can do it all. They never have. They never will. And if you accept that, then just work within the parameters of the things that you can control. Everybody can save a little water. Everybody can put aside a few cans of food. Everybody can get a few extra Band-Aids or a bobbin of thread or whatever. All of us can do something. And the secret to success is not being able to do everything, but to do a few things very well, very completely, very, very above satisfactory, and very much, I guess you would say, competently. And I think that's the essence and when of being secure. Once you've aggregate a group or a community of people who do different things well, you now have the potential to be able to help each other become more prepared, because preparedness is not something you can do all by yourself. No one has the resources, the ability, the time, or the place to put all the stuff it would take to be prepared for everything. And by the way, you can't prepare for everything. There are some things for which you cannot prepare. And people say, well, they'll start giving examples, and yes, it sounds good for the moment, but even up to the part, most of us don't prepare for our own death. It happens, and that's it. Some of us do, because we know on some basis of a diagnosis of a disease or some other reason, maybe a contract's out on us, that our time is short. But most of us live with the expectation that life is going to go on pretty much in the future as it has in the past. And I'm not sure we can bet on that in today's economy, in today's politics, and in today's financial world. We're looking over the edge all the time, not knowing when it's going to crumble and we're going to fall into the abyss, or the abyss, whichever part of the country you're from. I guess we'll call it abyss. The abyss certainly causes us fear, and thinking that we will fall into it and not be able to get out certainly gives us much to worry about. And thus, that's why I prepare, is because if I fall, I want a parachute, or I want to know that I'll land on my feet, or I'll land on something soft, or perhaps just God will reach out and catch me. Whatever, preparedness is a mindset. It's knowing that you've done all you can do with the resources you have to become capable of dealing with whatever hand is dealt you. There's the old saw that says, pray for the best, or hope for the best, and fear the worst, or expect the worst. Well, that's just two legs of that little stool. There's a third leg, and that one says, that third leg is this: be able to deal with whatever you got. Whatever happens to you, you can deal with it. That is the essence of preparedness. Preparedness is explained best as being able to go on into the future as you live in the future as you've lived in the past, regardless of external conditions. That can be pretty hard to do for some of us, for some of the rest of us, and it's always, people have always worried about always saying that the poor people will die first. Well, I will tell you, they probably will not. They're used to getting along without a whole lot more than the upper crust people, because they've always had to fight, always had to struggle, always had to work for what they have, and they have less that owns them. One of the things about getting old is you find out that your stuff owns you. You don't own your stuff anymore. It begins to own you. One of the biggest growth markets still in America for investment is building these storage garages or storage centers where you can take your stuff and put it in this garage, lock the door, and walk away from it. And you go back once in a while, and pretty soon you don't go back at all. And then pretty soon it's on TV because they're selling the contents on one of those shows. I mean, the thing is, as Americans, we tend to want more and more stuff, but it may not be the right stuff. And so hopefully preparedness will teach you the principles of being able to get the right stuff that will give you a continued lifestyle in the vein or in the style to which you're accustomed. That's what it's all about, being able to continue when things around you are falling apart at the seams, whether it be a financial problem, a food problem, a water problem, a medication problem, or whatever. If you're willing to take the time now to learn, to achieve skills, to get new knowledge, to learn new techniques and new things you can do and new ways to do things you've never done before, you will find that you're far better off, because prepared is that, your confidence is high, your performance is high, and your worry goes away. And boy, if we can live without worry, it's a great life. Well, I'm hoping that some people have questions, and I'm not sure that anyone I don't get any. I've had some real ugly emails this week from the magazine article, but no one's written in and asked questions. I don't think we have to, you know, people worry about the end of the world. I'm not worried about the end of the world in and of itself. I'm worried about my end in the world, because at that point I no longer will be here to protect my family. And though I've taken responsibility now, may not be able to exercise that, regardless of how much money or stuff I leave them, it may not be enough to give them the ability to move on if I haven't taught them and trained them and given them the products and the services and all that they need to be able to continue as if I were here. So how do we get, what do you do? Let me ask you the question. What are you doing to become prepared to deal with the uncertain future? What are you doing? Have you thought about it? Does it matter? Does it really matter to you? And I just wonder out there if those of you listening are concerned about what this next year is going to bring. You know, we only live day to day, and we just make it through today. We get up in the morning and we trudge through another day. Some of us are growing dynamically. Some of us are just getting older. Some of us are maturing. Some of us are just getting older. And so I'm wondering what you people listening, the audience, I don't mean that sounds negative. I didn't mean it that way. What are you doing? Why don't you give me some comments in the chat room? I'm in the chat room today. I can see. And this isn't about whether it's positive or negative. It just makes sense to prepare for the uncertain future. We do it by buying insurance on our homes, on our contents in our apartments, on our automobiles, on our own life, on our children's lives, on our spouse's life, our spouse's life, or on, indeed, many other things. Why wouldn't we ensure that we can eat tomorrow by having extra food in the house? Why can't we assure that we will be able to go on in case the highway shut down due to some either weather? Hey, it did happen in the Northeast, and they're still trying to come back from that. So don't think for a minute that you're in charge, because you're not. We cannot control the things that could take away our life, our livelihood, or indeed the comfort that we have in our lives. So Why don't we ask, this is not about doomsday. Somebody mentioned that. It's not doomsday crap at all. It's reality. The point is, now, if you don't believe in it, fine, it's crap. And it's doomsday. But I'm not talking about gloom and doom. I'm talking about the reality of the fact that insurance is what we all buy. You have a job. You go to a job to ensure you keep that job. You try to be as clever and as smart and as sharp. You dress good. You look good. You brush your teeth. Brush your hair. Mother, you say you bob your nose. You do whatever you have to do, and you do a lot of things you probably don't want to do in order to keep your job. That's preparedness in keeping your job. It's perspective. How do you look at it? And so to think that someone who goes a little further by having food learns how to grow a garden, maybe learns how to barter with someone or trade your skills for their goods or their skills for your skills. What's wrong with that? Why would that be so bad? Why is that doomsday if you're learning how to get along and learn how to survive? We're all survivors. Most of us would kill to stay alive. I've heard, in fact, I asked that question today in an early morning seminar. I asked people, I said, would you kill to stay alive? No, I wouldn't kill anybody. I said, would you kill to protect your wife? Well, yeah. Would you kill to protect your children? Well, yeah. How about your dog? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, or somebody's taking your car. Or what are you going to do? How far are you willing to go? You see, we don't know till we're tested. But how do you feel about it? And most people feel like they don't want to die. Me, I feel like I need to hang around a lot longer so I can repent of all those sins I committed when I was younger. I'd like to get past some of those. So I need a little more life to get through all that. Now I don't know what your problems are. I expose mine to you. But I want to live longer because it's nice to be alive. Even when I don't, you know, when my joints hurt, when it gets cold, and when I get sicker now easier, and I don't heal as well as I used to because I'm advancing in age. Life isn't perfect, never was, by the way. But it's still good to be able to wake up in the morning and get up and go about doing stuff that I want to do and be able to see friends and go places and talk to people and to be able to share with others how I feel about things. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And I hope that you people have the same attitude, too. I don't worry about the things I can't change and all the problems that people are projecting, such as the Mayan New Year or Mayan calamity. By the way, that was interesting that it was going to happen on the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. And it still was short and was cold, by the way, here even in South Texas. So my interest is in finding out from you people, from those of you who are listening. I can't keep saying you people. That makes I'm not differentiating between me and you. It's just a way of talking. What is it you're doing to become prepared or get better prepared for your uncertain future? Because it is uncertain. You can't be guaranteed today that if you work for even a major company, you'll be able to keep your job. Lots of companies are cutting as of the first of the year because of new rules having to do with work hours and benefits and things like that. They're going to be cutting them back in their hours, not expanding their hours. So maybe payrolls will be going down, job value will go down, and the benefits obviously will go down. So what are you going to do about it? What is it that we need to do, we, all of us, in order to be better prepared for tomorrow? And I don't think that's a question that has anything to do with doomsday. You never heard me say anything about the Mayan calendar, except people were using that as a reason to get prepared, whether they believed it or not. It never was a belief for me. But I did see prices increase on many things. But also saw prices increase in the hardware marketplace, and especially in firearms and bullets and things of that nature after the election. Why? I don't know. Paranoia, perhaps. Fear, obviously. But what does drive us? What will it take to give us the incentive to do something positive about stashing away a little stuff that will get you through a future problem that you may not have any control of? For example, your company, you know, a natural disaster comes to your area, just like the one did in the Northeast, or down along the Gulf Coast that we've had in the past. We don't have control of that. There's no politician that can legislate that. There's no way you can legislate it for it or against it. It is what it is. And what would we do about a fiscal failure? What if we do go over that cliff for whatever reason? And the confidence in America wanes to the point that we don't have means to rebound from our current market losses and current disaffection in our economy. What will it take to get you listening to decide to do something positive for yourself? By the way, whatever you buy does not affect me. If you buy something from me, well, I have very little to sell. I sell a book that tells you how to be prepared for the future. But if you don't buy it, it doesn't affect me negatively. It may not affect me positively by putting money in my pocket. But I'm going to give you value for that, so we both win. But if you don't, it's not that you lose particularly, because you can find some information elsewhere that would help you. I don't lose simply because you don't buy from me. It's just I don't gain if you do. And there's a world of difference between those two attitudes. So I'm going to ask you, what are you doing that's positive to help you become prepared or get better prepared so that you can deal with our political situation, our economic situation, our financial situation, and last though not least, our morality situation? It seems that as we're having tougher and tougher times, we're spending less and less time is devoted to high moral standards, and I think that's something we all have to be aware of. So it is the bottom of the hour, and I think Minister is probably. Are you lurking in the background to be ready, so that you're ready to put on those ads at the bottom of the hour? Minister Kay, I guess, is not on the board. I don't know who's going to be doing those ads, but it's time. So let me indicate to you that I'm going to take a break here for just a minute while you play the ads, and let me know when you're through so that I can come back on the air. This is Dr. Prepper on the 22nd day of December 2012. And we got through the 21st. That's a good thing. And we're now here on Freedomizer with the Dr. Prepper Cook Show. We're not cooking up much today, but when we come back, we'll talk about food and how we can fix food better. So we'll wait. We'll go to the advertisements now that support the show. And we'll be back right after that on the Freedomizer Radio. Okay, guess what? No one is running this show. We're just talking today. I assume we're live. Okay, well, let's go on. What can we do today to help you be more capable of becoming prepared? What can we do? Since this is a cooking show, why don't we talk about, I found something new this week. You know, I've been watching these ads on TV, the one for the little magnetic, I don't know what it's called. I forget things so easily. It's this little hot plate that you can buy. It's a black item. It says it's magnetic, and you have to have a little steel. You have to have steel pans and pots to use on it, because that's what works with magnetic waves. I think it probably called New Wave. But anyway, I bought one. It seemed like a great thing because it says it's cheaper to use, costs less in fuel, and uses less electricity. Well, now I know I have a small generator, and it was within the range of my generator easily, even operating at top temperature. So I said, I'll get that just in case I want to cook faster than with an open fire, and I want to use different pots and pans that I would put over an open fire. So I bought it, and I got it. And so I've been practicing in the last week or so to learn how to use it. The neat thing about it is you can set the temperature, which it's as fast as gas, but I can set the temperature, and I don't have to keep adjusting it and keep a thermometer or guess at where the what the temperature is. And so I've kind of fallen in love with this little thing. It wasn't inexpensive, well over $100, but I plug it in. I can plug it in my generator, and I can cook on it in a very short period of time. You know, 10 to 15 minutes. I can put a whole meal out in this little system. And it's a new way. It's kind of one of the nice things is the basics don't change, but how you deal with the basics, how indeed you're able to fix things in different ways or prepare things in ways you couldn't before because of advancing technology. This BTR, being on Blog Talk Radio with the Freedomizer Radio Show, it's a technological thing. Could not have done this a few years back. The medium didn't exist, and the means didn't exist, and the technology didn't exist. But having it today allows all of you to come into the chat room, some 15 of you or so right now, talking to each other. Without calling them, and without even knowing who they are, other than the relationship built in the chat room. Most of you don't know each other, and you're just guessing at what the other person, as you either attack or agree with what they say, you have no idea what some of their deeper feelings or whether that's a real feeling that they have. But technology has made all that possible. That discussion online was not possible several years back. So, nor was flying to the moon, by the way, but that's the way it is. Things have changed greatly, but the basics don't change. You still have to cook food at a certain temperature for a certain period of time in order to get a certain flavor, a certain taste, or a certain quality of food. So the basics don't change. It's how we get there. So we find faster ways to cook, but it still takes you still can't make rice in a minute. It still takes a few minutes to be able. It takes 15 to 20 minutes, but that's down from 30, by the way. So we can get down to about 15 minute. I'm down to a 15 minute pot of rice, so I can have rice for breakfast. I truly love rice because you can put anything. You can mix it with bacon or bacon grease, or you can put cheese in it, or you can just serve it with eggs runny side up on top of them as a breakfast grain. I mean, it's greatly broadened my ability to fix things. I can fix grits faster. I can fix creamy wheat faster. There are all kinds of. I can do it faster now because I can get from cold to hot. I can go from cold water to boiling water faster with the new technology. And so that allows me to cook food faster. Now, the food doesn't really cook faster. It's just I get from A to B a lot faster than I used to, or A to Z, because I just kind of skip over B, C, D, E, F, G. Those just go away. And so technology changes. The basics don't. I haven't figured out how to sprout things faster, but you can grow food in a bottle. And you can garden without getting your fingernails dirty if you learn the concept of sprouting. Well, if you learn the concept of how to cook a food by 50 different methods, then all you have to do is have some alternative methods for fixing your food when the grid goes down, as it were, or when an area is devoid of the previous services that it had. You can now deal with it. There are things you can do. You are now prepared to deal with a situation that you were not prepared to deal with previously. Now, what's wrong with that? That is not doomsday thinking. That's smart. That's prudent. I just don't get it why the people who aren't into it want to be so caustic and so critical of those who are. Typically, those who aren't so critical of those who aren't. They urge them to, maybe. As far as criticism, actually understand that there's probably not enough prepping stuff to go around because it's a very small industry. It's like the hair on the tail of the dog. So obviously it can't serve the whole dog because it's just one small part of it. And now is the time. It's always, now is always the time, by the way. Food is always a bargain, no matter what you pay for today. In a few weeks, it'll be more expensive. A few days, maybe just tomorrow. Is when you learn the value of this stuff that you get, food stuff and storage stuff, you'll realize that you want to get it as quickly as possible. Most of us are not rich in this industry. Most of us are not poor. We're just average Joes like everybody else trying to do what we think's right for our family. And we're all survivalists. We all want to live till tomorrow. We all want to live until, you know, we all want to live forever, actually, I guess, at some point in our lives. Obviously, there are exceptions,
Doc, you have
generally
a,
speaking.
You have a couple on you.
Have a what on me?
you have a couple of calls waiting for you?
Oh, good. Well, let's talk to them.
All right. You're on with Dr. Prepper.
Hello, James. How you doing, my friend?
Is this Larry?
Oh, sometimes. Depending on whether or not people
when
want to throw
be.
Stones at me or not, then I'm not
okay.
Larry.
Okay.
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, good, good. Just, I guess, just ranting because nobody seems to be in tune with what we're saying. But I have to keep on saying it. I've been saying it since for 38 years, and I try not to be rabid about it. But I am firmly convinced that preparedness is a lifestyle that's prudent for all of us, and most of us go about what we. I think, you know, really, I give credit to people who don't feel as deeply as I do about it, because they do the best they can with what they have, whether it's their
belief system,
whether it's their financial ability, you know?
Yeah.
Is
you know
that
you're
a
not
fair statement?
Get an argument. Yeah. And you're not going to get an argument out of me. You realize that, right?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Pretty
well,
much on the same
well I'm trying to speak to the group, even though I'm speaking to you. I'm using you as my sounding board, because, you know, the hardest thing to do when you're on radio is I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not Glenn Beck. I'm just Dr. Prepper. I'm just a guy that's been doing this a long time and see the utility of it, not the futility of it. It's
well,
not about
Alex
day.
Jones, too. I mean, you know.
Well, I wish I had his enthusiasm. I wish I had his fervor. I wish I had his brain. My goodness, that guy can think fast. He and Glenn Beck have more words and more things and more emotion. I just can't quite conjure
well,
that guy.
Well, Glenn Beck has help. Glenn Beck has writers, okay? His brain really doesn't think that fast. But that's another story altogether.
Well,
hey, as far as, you know, you can't really worry about what people say because, you know, you have these globalist people that have an agenda with their one world government crap. And people like you and me are enemies to their concepts because they don't want people to be self-sustaining. They want people to be reliant upon them because then they have power. When people don't have the reliance upon them, they're not on the welfare system, so to speak, then they don't have power. And, you know, the powers that be that want this one world government, you know, they're kind of weird, you know, they're megalomaniacs and socio-psychopaths. So, you know, there are people that follow in lockstep with the New World Order crowd. You know, they're going to make fun of people and criticize us, even when we don't talk about doom and gloom. We don't talk about the end of the world. By the way, the Mayan calendar actually ended back in June. People sometimes don't pay attention to the math part of it because the Mayan calendar was based on 360-day years, not the Gregorian calendar of 365 plus a leap year. So they had the math wrong. It did end on December 21st. But all that aside, we're still here, you know, so I don't sweat it. But not, mainly I just wanted to call and give you a little bit of moral support and say hi. I haven't
Thank
talked
you
to you in a while. And,
yeah. Well, I was getting to
you.
The point.
You know,
Larry, I was getting
way,
to the point. I think you appreciate. Let me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you'd stop talking.
Well, I was
going to
say real brief.
Line.
That's all right. Well, I did. I was say real quick because I forgot. I'm going to be starting
yeah,
a
good
show
luck with
that. Renee. You heard about that?
No. Go ahead. Say again.
Oh, Renee and I are going to be starting a new show.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. You'll be in
yeah.
bed by then because it's 12:30 your time, Central Time. Till about
yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning, I think, or something like that.
Well, I'm, yeah, I'm in San Antonio. I'm just south of you, Larry.
That's all right. I know. That's cool. I have a sense of humor. It just doesn't show all the time. I smile.
That's okay. So the show is going to be about what?
Well, Renee will open with current events, and then we'll cover, you know, like natural health news, stuff like that. And then I'll kind of cover emergency preparedness, gardening, how to prepare soil, how to fix soil when it's been ruined by atmospheric fallout of sorts, non-radioactive. I can't fix radiation. But, you know, different things like that, how to adjust your pH in your soil, a little bit about guns and ammo, you know, what's good to have, what's a joke, you know, what's not good to have, you know, things like that. And, you know, just basic all-around emergency preparedness, no doom and gloom, but at the same time, try to be realistic about, you know, different things. You know, don't invest in, you know, fiat currency, you know. What's the old saying? A fool and his money are easily parted.
You know? Soon parted, yeah.
So I try to, yeah, soon parted. So I try to, you know, get people to do wise investments of things that have real value. You know, it's good to have a little silver, a little gold, but it's also good to have a lot of seed and a lot of brass, lead, and copper, if you get my meaning.
Yeah.
But, you know, those kind of precious metals are more precious than silver. But, you know, anyway, I just wanted to do a shameless little plug and let you know. I know that you go to bed, you know, in a
about 1
godly
o'clock.
Manner.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and get up
yeah,
about 4.
You know.
No, I don't sleep much.
Yeah. But, you know, I just wanted to say howdy.
I appreciate
you know,
it,
for the most good. Part. You bet.
Good to hear from
and
you.
And I changed my phone number. And one of these days I'll get around to calling you in your home and letting you know what my cell phone
okay.
is.
Okay.
But I had to change phone numbers. I know I keep on reminding myself and then forgetting it at the same time. But
so
what, with the show,
give us the name of your
show. That's waiting.
All right,
God
well,
bless
give,
you. Thank you.
Give us the name of your show.
Oh, crap. Would you believe I forgot?
Okay. Is it on Freedomizer?
Shame on. Yeah, it'll be on Freedomizer. Yeah.
Okay. Tuesday nights?
Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Great.
From
okay.
10:30 Pacific time till 12 o'clock.
Cool.
And for those of you that don't convert so easily, it'll be 12:30 to 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, yeah.
12:30
to yeah, 2 o'clock. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Wondrous. You know, some of the best hours are after 11 o'clock at night and around 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning. I haven't figured out why, but our numbers are tremendous on our channel, just unbelievably high at those times. It's like people get up and turn. Like maybe they turn on when they watch TV or when they're shaving or shining or showering or whatever.
Well, they get bored.
Get
up in
the morning, turn the computer
on.
TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, nothing's on TV at that night, so they're like, "Well, I wonder what's on the internet."
Yeah, the advertising. Yeah, a lot of advertising's on that early in the morning, as I found out. Well, Larry, wish you the best of luck on your show. Is that starting in the first week of January?
No,
or
it starts next week.
Okay.
Week.
Well, it's right after Christmas then.
Well,
it's great.
Well, no, actually. Let's see, what's today, 22nd, 23rd? Yeah, the day after Christmas. It'll be our first show.
Well, that's Wednesday. That's Wednesday, the day after Christmas.
Yeah. Well, no, Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Christmas is on the 24th. That's Tuesday.
You're confusing me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought Christmas was the 25th.
It is. And so the
24th.
New Year is a week,
okay,
always
so
a
week it's
later.
A day that's right. It's the day before Christmas. Yeah.
No, it'll be New Year's Day. It'll be New Year's Day.
No, it'll be Christmas Day, Larry. The Tuesday is the 25th. Your show is on Tuesday and Thursday, so your show starts Christmas Day.
Oh, crap. Sure does. Oh, well. A lot of people won't be listening that day, will they? Huh?
Oh, well. I don't know.
That's okay.
You don't know. You just don't.
Yeah,
you
never
know.
Well, any of y'all out there listening right now, you know, hey.
Well, no one would think that Saturday afternoon is a good time, but I started my show originally at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon on March 14th of 09, and I want you to know that it was a hit. Why? Because it's not about who's listening live. It's the fact that people get to it when they can. I mean, this is shopping time. This is Saturday afternoon. People are doing stuff, football games, soccer games. You know, kids are playing. Colleges are playing. Everybody's professionals are playing. So what they get home at 11 o'clock at night, and they finally can sit down and relax for a minute and listen to what they are interested in.
Yeah.
That's
somebody
the
just asked me, when is Halloween? Soul Train. I don't know. I don't pay attention to pagan holidays. The 25th of October? I don't know. Oh, wait. No, that's not it either, is it?
It's always the last Thursday. I know that. It's the last Thursday, whatever date it is.
Whatever day it is. It's in October sometime or another. I know it's one of those days.
No, it's always the last day of the month. I don't know. See, it doesn't matter. I'm like you.
Serious? Oh, you're like me on that.
My life
yeah.
and my salvation is... As a preacher would, a minister would say, it's about my salvation. Halloween ain't part of it. It's not
That's
an issue.
It exactly.
Well,
you
Larry,
got it.
Best of luck on your program. Hope it goes well.
Thanks,
I will
my
listen.
Friend.
All right, call in sometime.
Okay.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you, my
Good
friend.
Luck, Larry.
Okay.
Thank
I'll
you.
Call you later.
Have Bye. A great. Bye. Well, Minister Emanuel.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm blessed and thankful, and yourself?
I am wishing you and everyone listening a Merry Christmas. Not a happy holiday, but Christmas, because we need to get that spirit within us that it is a special holiday, not just time off from work.
Amen, amen. We celebrate a gift that God gave to mankind, and that was the gift of salvation through the sacrifice of Jesus, and we
of his son,
set
right?
aside. Yeah, yeah, we set aside the 25th. At least that's what the world has set aside.
Well,
but they've overclouded
it
with Santa Claus and all of that stuff. You know.
You think it has to do with the fact that people have fear, intimacy fears. They don't want people to think they're weak because they believe in somebody they can't see or something they can't prove. You think
well,
that could be part of it?
It's possible, you know. I mean, but look at it. We start out as kids teaching our children that you know Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, so it's our ability to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that at a certain point, you know, the truth has to be set in, and these people that are in charge, they take that imagination and they twist it, you know, for their agenda.
Yeah. We just spend all of our time trying to figure out how not to do what we're supposed to do. You ever notice?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it is going to be a great Christmas. We've made it thus far. There are a lot of things going wrong throughout. There are storms here and storms there, and people are cold. We're cold down here in South Texas. But, you know, the important thing is that we have the opportunity through having beliefs that drive us, that can literally help us do whatever we want to accomplish. And so when I speak to people, I try not to be so blatantly, what's the word, evangelical.
Truthful.
But, well, yeah. Well, I try to be truthful, but I try to couch it in non-evangelical terms. I'm not the guys who... You know, I'm not Billy Graham, and I'm certainly not Alex Jones or Glenn Beck. I don't have the power to get people excited to do things. But I have been doing it my
life. But you'd be surprised how much power you do carry, though, James. And you are a well-respected elder of the world. So, you know,
well, certainly a senior citizen.
That's an elder. That's
I have a chief senior citizen.
I mean,
what
does
that give me any credibility? Well, I appreciate you saying that.
You have wisdom. You have wisdom because you have the old path instilled in you. And see, and your old path that you have, you know, instilled in you came from others who had their old path. See, there's a lot of wisdom that our elderly have that the world seems to disregard and overlook, and I don't get that. I love the elderly. Ever since I was a kid, everyone that I've gravitated to was always older than me. You know, I was 9, 10, 11 years old, and I had grown men, you know, in their 20s and 30s that were my mentors, that I hung around and what have you. When I got into the ministry, all of the pastors that I gravitated to, they were older, seasoned men of God, you know, that carried the old path. So I value you, James, and I imagine a lot of other people do. You know, that's how come the book does so well. That's how come the network is doing so well, James. You carry more than you realize.
Well, hopefully it's for good. If I can be an influence for good, hopefully on Judgment Day when somebody says, that rotten Dr. Prepper, I went out and bought a lot of food on account of him. And I was wasted because I died before I could eat it. And maybe somebody will say, well, you know, we didn't. We got to eat our food because we listened. I don't, whatever.
No.
Take it as it
can. No. Better get, James. No. We bless him. Because when you died, with you having all that food, we were able to survive off of your food.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all y'all come on over here and have some food on me. Well, you know, what's funny is I've had people at church ask me, are they going to serve your food at your, you know, they always talk about they feed the families. Are they going to be feeding some of your freeze-dried food at your funeral? I says, I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. It won't matter at that point for me. I'm just hoping that I'm leaving my family a legacy. You know? You have to have a sense of humor about all this, you know? And I've learned I learned long ago, you know, I didn't respond to so many people because of the tragic thing that happened in Newtown. That's not the most tragic thing that's happened this year, but that one happened to come at a poignant time when and we were already softened by the season and kind of beat up pretty badly. We were brutally beat up, and so things get our attention. And I'm not saying it was a sad situation. It is the evidence of evil in our lives, obviously. But the point is, we need to recognize there's some things for which you cannot prepare. But we need to be prepared for everything we can in good faith and so that we can deal with it when it happens. And I've gone through, my kids have learned how to do all this by living as my children with me. We did all this stuff. And, you know, some of them, not all of them, but some of them are doing that now. And it's a blessing in their lives because they've had unemployment. They've had tough times. They've had babies without insurance. And they know what it's like to know they will be able to eat and feed their children. We're running up against your time again. We always do that. I appreciate you coming on. You're always such a bright part of my Saturday show, and I appreciate having you on. Thank you so much. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope that all will go well. You'll enjoy the season. I'll be back next Saturday. I'll tell you about an experience I had today. I didn't get to tell it today, but I'm going to be operating a food bank for next year. For some people, for my church. And it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I went and worked today, and I'll be able to tell people what we're seeing as people are able to come in and get food.
Praise God.
Their family. Yes, it's a great system. So anyway, we'll talk about that in the future, but we're running up against the time when the next show is coming on. I don't want to interfere with that. Thank you all on Freedomizer Radio. Please, there is so much to learn, so much to do, so many decisions to make. I hope you'll all do them with inspiration that comes from your influence, and hopefully it's God's influence. If you don't believe, fine, I'm not forcing it on you. telling you how I feel. I believe that if we do as we are taught in the scriptures, that our lives will be better for us and better for all those with whom we come in contact. Bless you all. Hope you have a great Christmas. Look forward to seeing you after Tuesday, Christmas Day, and then we'll be talking to you in January as we go forth and see how things develop in politically, economically, and financially for all of us. Thanks again, Minister, for being on today. I appreciate it. We'll be back next week. I'm Dr. Prepper, and this is the Freedomizer Radio.
You've been listening to The Dr. Prepper Show with #1 best-selling preparedness author James